Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Pluggers. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. I've got a great show lined up for you today. And let's start it off by listening to some of the Bluegrass Album Band. Volume 4, this is called. Some great music on here from Jerry Douglas, Bobby Hicks, J.D. Crowe, Todd Phillips, Dor Lawson, Tony Rice. What a lineup. And here's an old Lester Flatt song called The Old Hometown, Bluegrass Album Band.
Where I left my mother and daddy all alone. There's been a lot of changes there since I've been around. I'd like to wander back to your hometown. You'll never miss the home folks until you've gone away. And then you'll need a friend to help you every day. Then you'll call on mother, but she won't. I'd like to wander back to your hometown. Back to your hometown. You'll never miss the home folks until you've gone away. And then you need a friend to help you every day. Then you'll call on mother, but she won't be around. I'd like to wander back to your hometown.
Some great music there. Hope you enjoyed that. They really do the old bluegrass stuff beautifully, don't they? One of my favourite albums has been Laurie Lewis and Tom Rosum, The Oak and the Laurel. It's just a superb album with some magic songs on it, and I'd like to feature Tom singing the next song, My Dixie Darling. This is an old Carter Family song, and they do a unique arrangement on it. I'll just check my details here. Tom on mandolin, Laurie on fiddle, Daryl Anger on cello, and John Peterson on banjo. Notice no guitarist, but it sounds great. Here is the Carter Family song, My Dixie Darling.
Down where the southern winds are blowing, there's where the daisy's growing. The girls up north in the gay finery, whirling around in society. Can't hold a candle to my Dixie darling's where I long to be.
My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing. Beneath the silver moon with a banjo riding tune. My heart is ever true, I love no one but you. you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. Please, for that gal I long to squeeze. And I'm singing songs by Dixie, darling. There's where I long to be going, down where the jelly roll's growing, with my Dixie queen. My Dixie, darling, listen to the song I sing. Beneath the silver moon, with banjo riding tune, my heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie, darling, my Dixie queen. Song I sing beneath the silver moon with banjo riding tune. My heart is ever true. I love no one but you, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
Oh, isn't that a great song? I just love it. It's so much energy in it, the way they put the energy in with the banjo and the fiddle. It just sounds great. Oh, let's listen to some dobro playing from Mike Aldridge. He really was the king of the dobro in the 1970s and 80s. And this is from his album called Mike Aldridge Dobro. And it's about 1972, I think. I've got to watch out my dates because my friend Bruce O'Hara picks me up like he did on the Country Gentleman album, where I sort of said the date of the CD reissue rather than the date of the original album. Thanks, Bruce. And but here's Mike Aldridge with a tune called Dobro Island. Thank you. just beautiful there. He's a master of tone, isn't he? He just gets some beautiful notes in there and lovely double stops. Dobra Island, that was called. And the guitar solo was by David Bromberg, I believe. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing some of my favourite musicians from the album that we heard before, The Oak and the Laurel, Tom Rotem and Laurie Lewis. I played My Dixie Darling. Now I'm going to play a Leuven Brothers song called My Baby Came Back.
Alone and so black, my sweetheart, my baby came back. Some lose love and they never love again. I'm tasting love that I thought I'd never win. I thought my heart would take the wrong track. I'm glad that I waited, my baby came back. My baby is loving me better. My baby is sweeter than sleepless nights, alone and so black. My sweetheart, my baby came back.
Tom Rosen with My Baby Came Back. That superb banjo playing was by Craig Smith, and Laurie was playing fiddle, Tom mandolin, Peter McLaughlin on guitar. We hear him a lot with the Sonoran Dogs, some fine music from them, and he did a lot of work with Laurie Lewis Band and Jerry Logan on bass. What a great song that is. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and they're the music store in the middle of Hamilton and will provide all your musical needs. They have an online presence, so you can buy from them online, but go and visit the shop. It's great if you get the opportunity. Lots of instruments there, Martin guitars down to entry-level guitars, Deering banjos, mandolins, fiddles, ukuleles by the thousand, but they've got all sorts of equipment, musical equipment for whatever you want to play. Great book section of books on how to play and music, and they cater for all aspects of music. Shearer's Music Works, they've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years, and I'm delighted that they're part of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks very much for listening. Now, many of you, like me, were heavily influenced by the Dillards in our early days, and their albums Back Porch Bluegrass and Live Almost, and then Picking and Fiddling with Byron Berline were a huge influence on my early days in bluegrass music. I loved listening to Doug Dillard, but I loved the songs that they did as well. Rodney Dillard was a big part of the songwriting team, and his voice just had both a naivety and a conviction to it in the songs, and I know they were a big influence on the New Zealand bluegrass scene. Then out came their Copperfields albums and Wheat Straw Sweet. I'm not quite sure which one came first, but I better get that right, hadn't I? And those albums were a significant departure from their old bluegrass sound, and yet they retained strong elements of the Dillard's music, and we love the music of those two albums, and actually learnt several of the songs and performed them. They became some of our favourites: Copperfields, Ebo Walker, Hey Boys, all these great songs. Well, Rodney Dillard has had a long career in bluegrass music. I've caught up with him every now and then just to find out what he's doing. And he has a brand new album out. Came out middle of this year, in fact, just a couple of months ago. Rodney Dillard on Pinecastle Records. And it's called Old Road, New Again. And once again, it's a bit of a surprise album. And I guess it's reflective of the sort of music that Rodney plays. Essentially bluegrass, flavoured by country rock, a bit like the Copperfields album. All sorts of things happening here. On the album, he's got his regular band with Rodney playing lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Beverly, his wife, on lead vocals and clawhammer banjo, Tony Ray on banjo or lead guitar, rhythm guitar, George Giddens on fiddle and Gary Smith on acoustic bass. On the album, they've got all sorts of people featured, like Don Henley from the Eagles doing some duet stuff, Ricky Skaggs doing some, Herb Peterson doing some harmony vocals. He was an integral part of the Dillards on those Copperfields and Wheat Straw Sweet albums. Sharon and Cheryl White doing some harmony vocals. Bernie Leadon playing banjo, some lovely banjo. And Sam Bush playing fiddle and mandolin. Tim Crouch, Andy Leftwich, Mark Fain, all those sorts of people playing some music, and it's different. It's not quite bluegrass, it's not quite country rock, it's typical Rodney Dillard music. And I'm going to have the opportunity of talking to Rodney Dillard within a few weeks, I think, and I'll interview him for the show, and I'm looking forward to that. But right now I'm going to play one of the tracks from the album. As I said, bluegrassish, country rockish, all sorts of things, but it's a Dillard, such a tremendous part of my music. And here they are with a song called Sweet Companion.
We've gone the distance through wind and the rain, left some heartbreak in the dust.
These wheels keep on turning, burning like our love ain't no stopping for us.
A thousand tears with you, sunsets too. We'll go hand in hand together, nothing we can't weather, forever on this long winding road. Love unabandoned, simple understanding, my sweet companion, don't ever let me go. Understanding, my sweet companion, don't ever let me sweet companion. Don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go.
Oh, that's the Dillards, 2020. What do you think of that?
Hello, Bluegrass fans everywhere. I'm Earl McWhirter from Te Awamutu in New Zealand, and you're listening to Paul Trenwith and Back Porch Bluegrass.
Thanks, Earl. Thanks for that introduction. Yes, big shout out to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. You'll be getting me at all different times of the day and night. The show first comes out in free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand at 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights. And then on the other Access radio stations at different times. But of course, you could always get it as a podcast from Access Radio or from Spotify or iHeartRadio, all sorts of places. If you just dial in for podcasts and look for Back Porch Bluegrass, you'll find me. All the people listening on the Access radio stations in Canada, big hello to you. Thank you very much for listening to some Southern Hemisphere opinions on bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying some of my selections. People listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio, hello to you. I think it's Friday afternoons in the USA, and I hope you're enjoying your time listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And, of course, all the people who listen on podcasts, any time of the day, when you're out walking, when you're at home at night with your headphones on and no one knows what you're listening to, you can be listening to bluegrass music. Isn't that a great thought? I had an outside bedroom when I was a teenager, and I often had the bluegrass music playing fairly loud as I was desperately trying to learn some of those banjo licks. I wish I'd learned them as well as this next band called Hot Rise. This is from the album Traditional Ties, came out about 1988. Tim O'Brien, mandolin, fiddle, lead and harmony vocals. Nick Forster on bass and lead and harmony vocals. Pete Wernick on banjo and some harmony vocals. Charles Sawtell on guitar and harmony vocals. Frank Edmondson as a right-hand man and technical assistant. They were one of the first bands to have their own PA man who mixed all their music, and they said he was an integral part of the band, as important as any other member. And I believe they were right too, because their performances were always wonderful. Here's a tune called Hard Pressed, written by Tim O'Brien.
Hard pressed, we can find a way.
Night is almost gone.
It'll be another day.
If you're hard pressed, we can find a way.
Fierce trials and troubles, here we are. The road is rough and rocky. You stumble and fall. Pray to him and he will hear you call. If you're hard pressed, we can find a way.
Hard pressed, we can find a way.
Night is almost gone.
It'll be another day.
If you're hard pressed, we can find a way.
Well, I'm proud to have a family of my own.
Find a way.
Night is almost gone.
It'll be another day.
If you're hard pressed, we can find a way.
Find a way.
some great bluegrass music there. They really knew how to pick those guys. So to these next ones, the Bluegrass Album Band. Another Flat and Scruggs song called Head Over Heels.
Across the ocean, if I don't change my notion, I've just got to forget you if I can. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Every day sad and lonely, for I'm thinking of you only. I just can't sleep when I lay down. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Forgiven, but this life ain't worth living if I have to sit and worry over you. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Nights are long and dreary, all I do is sit and worry. I just can't bear the thought of losing you. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, because I'm head over heels in love with you. Because I'm head over heels in love with you.
Oh, it's a great song and some absolutely superb playing there. Bluegrass Album Band, Head Over Heels in Love With You. One of my favourite bands is the Nashville Bluegrass Band. They've had a very constant lineup over the years. This album came out 1993 and the lineup, Alan O'Brien on banjo, Pat Enright on guitar, Gene Libier on bass, they all do vocals, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and this time is Roland White on mandolin. He seems to alternate with Mike Compton on mandolin, and Roland White does some great singing as well. And we've got a special guest, Jerry Douglas on dobro. The album is called Waiting for the Hard Times to Go, and it's got some wonderful songs on it. Excellent gospel, all sorts of songs. Here's one with Roland White taking the lead, and it's called I Ain't Going Down. Nashville Bluegrass Band.
The gas is seeping in the water. singing in mines anymore. The timber's rotting down, and sometimes the mountain sounds like the whole world is coming down and covering me. I ain't going down, I ain't going down, I ain't going down to work beneath the ground.
Nashville Bluegrass Band, I Ain't Going Down. That was Roland White singing. It's nice to hear his voice singing, and Alan O'Brien's tenor is always brilliant. One of the leading bands in New Zealand is the Pippi Pickers. They do a fine job. They're probably the hardest working bluegrass band there is. They play in local markets from their home area around north of Auckland, around Lee in the Matakana area, and the people in the band work very hard playing music and promoting music. Janine is the promoter of the Kiwigrass Festival, and we're having a New Zealand Kiwigrass Festival in February 2021. It'll be all New Zealand bands because we don't have a window of opportunity for overseas bands to come and visit, so be lots of the local people doing some playing, and we hope it's going to be a good time. But the Pippi Pickers will be there, and they'll make sure it is. Janine is a superb organizer, and the whole band really helps out and does a fine job in supporting bluegrass music. Their first album that I know of was As Is Wearers, and featured some great bluegrass music, and we've got Janine Abarbanel playing double bass and doing a lot of the lead singing. We've got Nat Talkington on banjo and sometimes mandolin, Gary Bigwood on mandolin, guitar and backing vocals, and Barry Talkington, that's Nat's dad, on guitar, doing a fine job. And I've selected one of the more traditional songs on the album, What Does the Deep Sea Say? They often do very contemporary music, and they do great job of everything they play. Let's listen to the Pippi Pickers with What Does the Deep Sea Say?
Where is my sailor boy? Where is my sailor boy? He lies at the bottom of the deep blue sea, and he can't come back to me. Please tell me, deep blue sea, is he sleeping peacefully? The winds from the north are blowing icy cold. Please keep him warm for me. What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans and it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way. Stand on a beach alone and gaze at the misty blue. Deep sea, as you hold him to your breast, does he mention my name to you? If only my dreaming soul some token of love could find. If only a wave could show me where he sleeps, then I leave this world behind. What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans and it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way. beautiful rose one day. I'm placed on the crest of a wave. Deep sea, take it please, and let the petals fall above his watery grave. The driftwood I watched in vain, it never came back again. Deep sea, take another message to my love, saying I'm waiting up here above. What does the deep sea say? It moans and it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way. It moans, it groans, it splashes and it foams, and it rolls on its weary way.
The Pippi Pickers from New Zealand with What Does the Deep Sea Say? We should know we're surrounded by the deep sea living down here in New Zealand at the bottom end of the South Pacific Ocean. I might ask them to sing that next Kiwigrass in 2021, see what they say. I'm not sure if they do requests. Oh, Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's listen to Traditional Ties album again, Hot Rise, with the song If I Should Wander Back Tonight.
Darling, like a gypsy, I have roamed from place to place. Fortune never came to me. How happy I would be just to look again upon your smiling face. Now, if I should wander back tonight, will you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me near? Would you love me if I wander back tonight? Springtime, I recall the days that twined around your door. Fancy that I'd hum it straight, and I seemed to hear you say that you loved me as you did in days of yore. Now if I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill me to find me near? Would you love me if I wander back tonight? Together, and I held your hand so gently in my own. Heard you say we'd never part as I pressed you to my heart. Then I woke in tears to find myself alone. Now if I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arms be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me near? Would you love me if I wander back tonight? Yes, would you love me if I wander back tonight?
Hot Rise with If I Should Wander Back Tonight. We've had a whole bunch of Flat and Scruggs music on the show, and that's just struck me just then. And I think we ought to balance it out. Here's a Bill Monroe tune called Nobody Loves Me from the Bluegrass Album Band. It may not be true. I think everyone loved them, but the song says that.
Life is empty or full of fear. I long for true love, searched everywhere. Nobody loves me, nobody cares.
your true love has been in vain. My heart is broken and full of pain. Life's awesome burden now I must bear. Nobody loves me, nobody stars above. They seem to whisper from way out there, nobody loves you, nobody cares.
Bluegrass album band, great bluegrass music there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and playing you some of the music that I really love to listen to. And I really love bluegrass gospel music. We're going to hear from the Isaacs now, from their album Carry Me. Joe Isaac doing the lead vocals on this one, and the Isaac sisters, all of them, Becky and Sonia, doing the backup vocals. And it's a Ralph Stanley tune called Cry From the Cross, one of my favourite gospel songs. Here come the Isaacs.
One morning in Jerusalem, about the break of dawn, the great trial was in session. They were trying to bless it, Lord. They scorned him and they mocked him. They made him carry the cross. On top of Calvary's mountain, they crucified our Lord. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgiven, blessed Father, he cried upon the cross.
Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from loss.
St. Peter, he denied him at that awful trial that night. He said he never knew him. It was an awful sight. To God above. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgive him, blessed Father, he cried upon the cross.
Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from loss.
Left in darkness, the graves were open wide. An earthquake shook Jerusalem, the dead walked into town. The multitude were frightened, God's wrath came pouring down. Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. Forgive him, blessed Father, he cried upon the cross.
Oh, the cry,
Jesus cried from the cross. The Son of God was dying to save the world from loss.
cross. Forgive him, blessed Father, he cried upon the cross. Oh, the cross.
Jesus cried upon the cross. The Son of God was dying to say, welcome home.
That was the Isaacs with the Cry from the Cross, the old Stanley Brothers tune, and I could still hear Carter Family singing it in my ears, and Joe Isaac did a great job of that lead vocal a la Carter Stanley. Well, let me tell you about a wonderful experience I've just had and still having. We have been approached by the management of a wonderful American country pop singer called Caroline Jones. She is a delightful young lady who is spending a few months in New Zealand, and she has a large profile on YouTube and with her music. If you just look up Caroline Jones Singer, you'll find all the albums that she's done, and she does really great country music. On the poppy side, very contemporary. She plays guitar, dobro, banjo, and sings great. And she came out to New Zealand and she wanted to record with us. That's me and my associates with the Bluegrass Band and the Trendwiths, and in fact that's what we've ended up doing, is some recording sessions in Auckland, New Zealand, where we've had been introduced to the new world of recording, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. But we first off recorded two Christmas songs that you wanted to record, and they will be released to Spotify probably by the time you hear this show. I make the shows a little bit in advance, and we've just got a copy of the tunes ourselves, and it's really interesting. We were in the studio in Auckland, all set up for recording. It was being mixed by the recording engineer Gus in Florida, and it was being over listened to by the recording producer Rick Wake in New York. And so we had this triangular setup. We could all see each other on screens, and the sounds came out great. Caroline was in the room doing her vocals while we played. Sam and I were in one room. He was playing guitar and I was playing banjo. Keith McMillan was in there with us too. Tim was playing his double bass in another room and listening on headphones, and then we did the vocals and we captured these Christmas songs. A very lively bluegrass version of two songs, Silver Bells and Winter Wonderland, and they're just standard Christmas songs, but the way Caroline sings them is just magic. She imbues so much life into her music. It's a real privilege getting to play music with her, and I'm playing some bluegrassy type Christmas songs for you. I'll play this show, I'll do Winter Wonderland, and see what you think about this. Here it comes, Caroline Jones and the Trendwiths.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeehaw! Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay.
if you like your Christmas songs sort of bluegrassy like that, that's what you got there with Caroline Jones and the Trentworths, and that was basically recorded in Auckland just a few weeks ago, and will be released on Spotify, so you'll all be able to get copies of that and play them at your Christmas party. Probably next week I'll play Silver Bells for you. Oh, that was a whole lot of fun. I tell you, she is a delight to work with. And Sam and Tim, my boys, are doing some great harmony. And Keith and I just playing our instruments and looking on in amazement at the great sounds they're making. We're rehearsing for an online concert. And that I'll give you details of that when I know them. Oh, let's go back to some bluegrass. Spinney Brothers from Nova Scotia do some wonderful music. This is from their Living the Dream album, and it's a song called When You and I Were Young.
In our youth, when our love it was new, with the things that we did and the things that we said back when you and I were young.
Wander down where the stream winds through the meadow, where the old apple tree grows, and our cares fade away. Summer
we'll take it out on this track, I think. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Join in again next week at the same time, wherever you're listening, and we'll have some more bluegrass music. We'll see you later.
Homemade kites we would fly against a blue summer sky, knee-deep we would stand grass. Apple blossoms we'd smell in the hot summer air back when you and I were young.
Wander down where the stream winds through the meadow, where the old apple tree grows, and our cares fade away. Summer breezes will play back when sun. Honey bee.